A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, November 1st, 2019. And this is Live Talk. My name is Chris Gande.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the plight of workers in the face of a fast deteriorating economy.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077, and as usual, we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on 4930 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, at www.voashona.com, and at www.voindebele.com.
Thanks again for tuning in. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. This evening, we are talking about the plight of workers as government workers announce that they are going on strike next week.
Prices of basic goods have been spiraling out of control, but on the other hand, salaries have largely remained stagnant.
The workers say they want government to adjust salaries to the interbank rate so that they are in tandem with the October 2017 salaries of US$475 for the lowest paid worker.
The workers say the reason why they are demanding rating of salaries with the interbank rate is because the food bread basket has gone up to 4,000 RTGS dollars for a family of six.
There are more than 3,000 civil servants in Zimbabwe.
The government has in the past stopped such industrial action, citing the violent demonstrations that took place in January this year, after people went on the streets protesting the increase of the price of fuel, and the police responded with brutal force.
As a result, some people who spoke to us today said, much as they support the workers, they will not dare join the strike in solidarity because they are scared of government's heavy-handed response to such civic action.
Join the show right now and tell us what you think about this development. Please note that we are live streaming this show right now on our Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele.
Let's talk. If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back. You can also call us on our WhatsApp number +1-202-465-0318 and we'll definitely call you back.
Onguwa adio atiriri nevatariri. Nasi tiri kutarisa mamiro rakaita zvinhu munyika. Tichitarisa mune zveupfumi pamwe nezvematongerwo enyika. Vashandi vehurumende vari pasi pesangano reApex Council rinobatanidza masangano evashandi anoita 14 razivisa kuti nemusi wechitatu svondo rinouya nhengo dzaro dziri pasi peApex Council vachange vachipinda mugwagwa vachiratidzira vachinyunyuta nekwavanoti kuvimbiswa nehurumende chisiri kuzobatika. Vanenge vachingonzi zvichaita hanzai vataneta nevimbiso idzodzo, saka vachaungana vozonge vachienda kunosiya magwaro enyunyuto kumahofisi egurukota rezvemari muzvinafundo vamutuli Ncube. Havasi vashandi vehurumende vari pasi peApex Council chete vane matanha vari kutora. Tinonzwa veProgressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe PTUZ varairidza vari kuendawo kumabasa kaviri pasvondo, vakazivisa kuti havachawana mari dzekuendesa kumabasa. Zvimwe chete nesangano reAmalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe vari kuitawo zvimwe chete, vashandi nhengo dzavo vakazivisa kuti hadzichakwanisa kuramba dzichienda kumabasa. Tinoona vana chiremba vakusvika mumwedzi miviri mazuva anda kuenda kumakumi matanhatu vasiri kuendawo kumabasa nenyaya yekuti vari kuti havana mari dzekufambisa. Tinoziva kuti Health Services Board yakaumba komiti yekuranga vanenge vachikanganisa pamabasa, kana yatingati disciplinary committee, iri kumisa vana chiremba pamberi pekomiti iyo vachinge vachirangwa vachipa zvikonzero zvekuti vati vasaenda kumabasa vanenge vawanikwa vaine mhosva vachipiwa mitongo yakakodzera. Asi takanzwa nezuro pamwe nanhasi kuti vana chiremba ivava vakati havasi kuzoenda kunomira pamberi pekomiti iyo nezvikonzero zvingava zviri zvitatu. Chekutanga vari kuti havana mari dzacho dzekuti vanga vachitoenda kumahearing iyayo kuti vanomira pamberi pedisciplinary committee iyoyo. Koita imwe chimwe chikonzero chechipiri vari kuti iwo mazivisiro avari kuitwa, vamwe havana kutombobvira vavana magwaro ekuazivisa kuti vachange vachienda vachimira pamberi pekomiti inoranga vashandi iyoyo, ndezvimwezve zvichemo zviri kupiwa nevashandi. Asi chichemo chikuru chimwe chete ndechemihoro. Vashandi vari kuti toda mari dzinoenderana neyavari kuti interbank mari inenge ichitengeswa nayo dhora rekuamerica mumabhanga musi iwoyo ndeya vanenge vachitarisira kuti vange vachitambira mihoro yavo. Vari kuti dai zvaiita ingoiswa kana hoko iroyerwe pana $475 yaitambirwa muna 2017 nevashandi vehurumende. Ndo zvimwe zviri kunetsawo izvozvo. Toona kuti munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika vakawanda vari kuti dai paita nhaurirano dzimwe nguva zvinhu zvaiita kuti zvigadzirisike. Ndo zvatoda kunzwa nhasi kuti imi muri kuzvitambira sei. Takoka vadare vedu vatenge tichikuzivisai muchinguva chipfupi pfupi, vamwe vatovo parunhare vamirira kutinge tichikurukura nawo. Chris.
Yebo jonga zulukandaba siyadibana njalo namhlanje kuhlelo lwethu lwe-Live Talk. Sikhuluma nje ngenduvo ezikhona elizweni ikakhulu eziphathelane lezisebenzi. Siyazi ukubana izolo bekulomhlangano wezisebenzi zikahulumende phansi kumanyano we-Apex Council obuthanisa inhlanganiso ezilichumi lane ezihlangane izolo zavumelana ukubana uhambo solukhanya alusahambi kahle, sokumele batshengisele ke ngeviki ezayo ngolwesithathu. Ye, siyazi ukubana indubo zonke lezi aziqalanga nje lamuhla kuyimnyaka wonke lowo, kukhanya umnotho lokungani uyawohloka, intengo zikhwela, kodwa izisebenzi lokhu zingathola iholo elifanayo, intengo zikhwela nsuku zonke. Yiko ke lamhlanje esiyaba sixoxa ngakho njengokwazi kwenu, silabo esibanxusileyo ukubana basixoxe labo. Jonga.
Zvinezvi tina Honorable Energy Mutodi vari parunhare, vachange vari mumwe vadare vedu. Vamutodi kana Dr. Mutodi ndiwo mutevedzeri wegurukota rezvekuburiswa kwemashoko, Deputy Minister of Information, Honorable Dr. Energy Mutodi. We welcome you to our show, Dr. Mutodi.
Thank you. Thank you, Jonga.
Welcome. Maybe let me start by asking you whether, as government, you are aware that civil servants are going to demonstrate on Wednesday, and they are saying that the government has been promising them, but they've had enough of these empty government promises.
Am I supposed to respond in English or Shona? I don't know.
You can mix, because I started with English for the benefit of both Shona and the Bele listeners.
All right.
Yes.
Ati satsa gamchira mashoko iwayo sehurumende kuti kuchange kwini vashandi veApex Council vari kuda kuratidzira. Asi chatiri kuziva sehurumende ndechekuti nyaya yemihoro yevashandi vehurumende iri kutarisiswa chaizvo. Kubudikidza neMinistry of Finance vakabatana neMinistry of Labour. Panguva inoi tiri kuziva kuti mushandi anotambira mashoma iri pasi pasi anovari kutambira 1000 RTGS dollar. Saka mari iyoyo tiri kutarisira kuti ichapengwa kaviri kana katatu zvichienderana nemagrades evashandi vedu. So it's an issue that we are dealing with. It's an issue that is not supposed to cause any problems, and any form of demonstration is unlawful, because this is an issue that has already been settled. Vashandi vedu, they must be aware that for them to partake in any job action, that job action must be legal. It must have been authorized. There must be reasonable grounds for government workers to partake or to take part in a demonstration. Now, in this case, when issues are being addressed, when reviews are being made, we know kutima prices are kukwira, escalation of prices in our shops, due to, of course, shortage of foreign currency in our economy. Among my problems, I took some right now. But my problem is you are very temporary. My advice. And then they could Ziri nani ugare pabasa, economy inake uri pabasa rako, pano kutuite job election isiri pamtemo o dzimba basa. Pano nakanyika iwo hausisina basa racho. Nekuti vazhinji izvozvo vari kutsvaga mabasa iwaya. Vamwe hatiri kutotamba nawo, asi vari kuashaya. Saka tiri kuti kuvashandi vehurumende zvakaomera anokupinza basa. Pane matambudziko ake. Iwo wakapinda basa une matambudziko ake, munofanira kusangana pakati. Saka tichiti we come up with a social contract, we come up with a negotiation, we sit down, we talk. Confrontational attitude haishande. Saka ndoo patiri ipapo sehurumende.
Thank you so much, Chris. I understand we are now joined by Mr. Jacob Mafume, who is the MDC Secretary for Elections. He is also on the phone. And we are also trying to reach Mr. Japhet Moyo, who is the Secretary General of ZCTU. Welcome to our show, Mr. Mafume.
Tinotenda makadini.
Aiwa tiri wapenyu parunhare tina Honorable Energy Mutodi vanove mutevedzeri wegurukotaro zvikuburiswa pamashoko. Ndofunga mapindawo muchirongwa wachitaura. Nyaya tiri kukurukura vamafume ndiyo yemamiriro ezvinhu. Vashandi vanenge vasina kugadzikana munyika. Taona vashandi vehurumende vazivisa hurumende kuti vari kutora matanho kuratidzira kupinda migwagwa musi wechitatu. Vana chiremba vakusvika mazuva makumi matanhatu vasiri kuenda kumabasa. Zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka vamafume. Imi sebato reMDC, what can you say? Maybe if you start by responding in English, what do you have to say about all these in English?
Well, in English, we are in a terrible, terrible state. We are, if the truth can be told, this government has been disastrous. It has failed dramatically. They have caused the misery to everyone all around. There is no money. They've lost the currency. They've raided the U.S. dollars account. They've made sure that everyone is poor. There is no money in the banks. There is no future. They've returned us to hyperinflation, multiple policy, excessive criminalization of any activity. They suffer from what I call a God complex. They believe that if they say, therefore it is so. So they say a lot of things. They say that we now have a currency when they have nothing. They say that we've got mega deals when they have nothing. They say that the economy will improve when it's falling even worse. So we are in a situation where the worker is now earning, from earning 500 US, the worker is now earning 30 US. These are grown-up people with children, and they have to take home 30 US, and it's decreasing. They cannot buy in the shops bread, which they found at 90 cents. Energy Mutodi, the minister, found bread at 80 cents. It's now at $15 and rising. They found the fuel at a certain price. It's now increasing. Electricity, we used to have electricity in Zimbabwe. Now it visits us at night. There is no electricity. Everything has gone to the dogs. Apachina kana chiri kufamba taka tine hurumende yemupumba. Yakabata zamo remombe. Iri kutomwa zamo riya. Nekudambura dambura munyatsa hapana kana chichasara. Zvinoita mupugwa izvo.
Maita vamafumera vaya muri parunhare. Tanzwa kuti Honorable Mutodi vangori nesu kwe 20 minutes. Saka regai tingoti dimu dimu. Chris, ndofunga tajoinwa nava Japhet Moyo vanove munyori mukuru weZCTU.
Yes, Mr. Moyo, Japhet Moyo, can you just welcome, we are welcoming you, and can you just greet our listeners? Mr. Moyo? I think we're having a bad connection there. Anyway, so let's go back to Mr. Mutodi. Mr. Mutodi, can you respond to what Mr. Mafume has just said?
Kusandu, ifisa kwa laina ako, kanatichiti nika ilikuita chirongwa chino the Transitional Stabilization Program. Chirikuwa kutinika edu yanga ili unstable. panguya vari kutaura kuti chimba chachakachipa zvese zvavari kutaura izvo hurumende yedu yanga ichirarama nezvikwereti. We have been borrowing as a country through my treasury bills. We have been borrowing on the domestic market. We have been borrowing on the international market. But when Ramnangagwa was elected into office, he deliberately decided not to continue with a borrowing state, not to continue with borrowing from the domestic market, which of course was building up a huge domestic debt. Saka, iyo Maria vari kutaura kuti chingwa chaita 90 cents. Chingwa iko zvino chiri kuita mari in US dollar terms. Chinogona kunge chiri pa 90 cents iyo kana less. Nokuti takaintroducer inonzi exchange rate movement. Kumasure uko tatisina exchange rate, tatine multiple currency system. Multiple currency zvinoreva kushandisa mari dzedzimwe nyika. My US dollar, my rand, my pula, and so on. So we have weaned ourselves from that regime. Kaagushan Samaridi Munu. Snurra would not gather exchange rate. Ine Tagutis, you tenge squadrons, the Munus, no, the Munus, you know, Zimonica. Zire is no tenge, can Zimonica, no good city, no one subject at D value. Maridi T, Zise, Zimbabwe, why are not Tinka Patil? Vale, I can't recall Tinka Patil. Saga, Retia, because you know, Iripa 1 to 15.5. Or up to 16. Zero kura kuti dollar imechetele kwa America zero rinowu ya 15.5 ma dollar ya Zimbabwe. Zero kukureva chete kana chingwa
honorable, 15. Honorable Mkwadi, if I may disrupt you, sorry for disrupting you. May you just do the same in English for the benefit of our and the real listeners.
Yes, thank you. What it means is that we now in an exchange rate movement, in an exchange rate regime, we have been using a multiple currency since 2009, and we have now shifted to the to a Zim dollar era. So what it means is that we have been having an exchange rate of 1 to 1 during the multiple currency system, and we have now changed to a situation where our currency can be devalued. At the moment, our exchange rate is 1 to 15 thereabouts. What it means is that those exporters who are exporting from our country to other countries, they can now get more revenue, more foreign currency revenue into our country. And the competitiveness of our local industries has been improved because of the export capacity. And if you have seen, our imports are increasing while our exports are decreasing. So that's the situation in which we mean when we say we are operating the transitional stabilization program. We will not be able to achieve a stable economy over 1 year or over 2 years. This economy has been devastated by sanctions. This economy has been devastated by economic mismanagement over the past 40 years. And we are rectifying that situation. You have seen people being sent to jail for corruption. You have seen the ZAC being given powers by the president, His Excellency President Mnangagwa, to arrest people accused of corruption. And this is going to be a process. It's not a one-day job.
Mm.
The MDC, on the other hand, is working with they are working together to promote anarchy in the economy. People like David Coulthard, we know what they are doing in the background. They are influencing government workers to rebel against the government, to reject, to come to work and to partake in illegal job action. Mm. And this is all being done to achieve what they call regime change. Of course, working with other external powers. We've seen the American embassy helping them, visiting them in their homes and so on. This is unethical behavior. This is unacceptable. The opposition has invited sanctions on the economy. And these sanctions are affecting everyone.
Thank you.
It's not only ZANPF people, it's not only government workers.
Thank you.
Everyone is affected by this problem.
Thank you, Honorable. May we just request an additional 10 minutes from you up to, 8:30.
All right.
So that we give Mr. Moyo time to respond.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Don't worry.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. So we have back again Mr. Japhet Moyo of the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions. Welcome to the show, sir.
Good evening to the listeners.
Yes, a very good evening to you, sir. I'm sure you heard just a bit of what the Deputy Minister of Information, Mr. Energy Mutodi, just said about workers. I know you have the workers at heart. Can you respond to what he's saying, especially about the fact that the workers are being coerced or something to that effect to rebel or to go against the grain? Can you respond to that?
Firstly, I just came in now. Mm-hmm. When he was just making reference to my name, I'm not sure how then I come into what he was talking about. I wasn't following the discussions earlier.
Okay.
So for him to say, I'm not sure what I had done for him to make that reference.
No, it was in reference to workers. He says that the economy is not as bad as it seems because there are people influencing the workers.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, that is not correct. In fact, that those who are saying they are hungry, those who are saying they are unable to get services, hospitals, those who are saying the money they are receiving is not enough to sustain themselves, those who are saying the goods and services are out of their reach, those who are saying their salaries have been eroded because of the monetary policies are being coerced. That is not correct. These are really issues. I think it is a fact that currently people who are earning probably $600 American that money was changed to reflect the local currency. What it means is
people are
earning less than mm-hmm. what they were earning before.
Can I quickly jump in there? Mr. Mutodi says if you look at the prices in U.S. terms, you'll find that bread, which is around $15 or so, RTGS, in U.S. terms, it's still either 90 cents or less. Can you proceed?
If you then take that logic, what about the salary of a person? Because the person who was earning $500 American, if you then take that amount to the local currency, or the money, it was nearly changed to the local currency. They denominated to the local currency. But what it meant is that person is no longer earning the really $500 American. So salaries were then reduced. So if it is a fact that bread in American dollar is still 90 cents, but the wages were then eroded, wages are now probably a quarter of what they were mm-hmm. before the change over from the American dollar to the new currency.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a movement of the movement of when they were changing the local currency to the local currency. Salaries were eroded. That's mm-hmm. the issue. That's the fact.
Thank you.
That people are not able now to sustain themselves. Goods and services are expensive for ordinary people.
Thank you, Mr. Moyo. Please,
that's the point.
Please do stay on the line, Mr. Moyo. Let's just take a caller. We have Mr. Masuku, Baba Masuku, Chris.
Nomzana Masuku.
Hello, Baba Unja.
Sepi Lunja.
Hi, Mina Yatimigami.
Yeah, what's party Sawutle Lolo?
Right, Baba Napa. Izindaba everything kakhulu ngoba ungakhangela idifense enikomba balotwa umtoli lowo. Ngakini mina manje ibona, of course, standing on my own mina as an individual. Ngibona nje ukuthi ngabantu abazama ukuprotect ilitho olungasasebenzi. Ngoba into ekhulunywa ngabantu lapha sikhuluma ngokuthi sina everything has been eroded, like the previous caller just said, which is umuntu ngalithi ngathi ishe ukuthi elizweni lapha akusela mali. If you look at things ezikhona kathesi ngaze singaphi ama-groceries, everything is unlistable. But someone will tell you it does have continuities from Americans and the like. It doesn't apply, Mr. Todd. It's useless to continue hiding behind your finger. But as the one with interconnect with these guys, they are just bad failures. And they're trying to hide behind their finger. It's put the hotel supposed to be taking something that is not really practical. It's put the hotel after 2,000 pounds. Kathesi yena azibuze ukuthi itelisiwele malini kusuka lapho asuka khona udokotela because at any time. Atizakutshela ukuthi kulaba there's a third force behind. You know, umuntu lowana ongafuni ukuvuma ukuthi ulutho lolu lwehlulekile. That's like making an argument for the sake of making an argument. Then with such kind of people we are not going anywhere. Right. Ngingatsho mina like kathesi ukuthi limbuzeleli ukuthi ngiyasenga ukuthi eZimbabwe kathesi lapho. 70 RTK. I visited a shop at a guy and the like from China. These are Chinese. You know, they are selling those things in US dollars. That's a finished product. You understand?
Yes.
If that is a finished product, which would be money in Zimbabwe is going to the United States dollars. How dare could they allow those Chinese in Kweru? I'm talking something here. How can they allow those Chinese from Kweru? Can they account for that money?
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, he's crying because we are running short of foreign currency. This foreign currency that we're talking about, Imad is escaping through unnecessary routes.
Thank you. Masuku siyabonga kakhulu ukuthi lamhlanje silabantu abaningi abafuna ukuthi bakhulume njalo silabanye abahlonitshwa esibanxusileyo. Siyabonga kakhulu.
I think we can give Mr. Mafume the moment to respond. We know he is itching to respond to what Honorable Mutodi said. Before we go back to Honorable Mutodi.
Yes, it is absolute hogwash for Honorable Mutodi to say that things are now cheaper. We are not talking dream figures. We are talking about realities here. People cannot buy the bread. People cannot buy food. People cannot afford school fees. When they devalued the money, they then did not increase the value or the figures of the earnings of the people. People are still earning as little as they were earning then. All the money that was there in government has been stolen by his government. They've, the domestic debt between 2017, when they came in, to 2018, ballooned in terms of treasury bills. The treasury bills that they issued at that time were over. They are the ones that are causing the market to crash. When they are released, they are having to freeze the market. There is no one who has gone to jail because of corruption. Corruption is endemic. The cartels of fuel, our fuel is just haywire and is not available. Everything that a government is supposed to do, they can simply cannot do. They are being beaten by an old person who seemed to have been managing the economy of the country very well. The people are simply saying we cannot afford, we are incapacitated, the money that we are earning, we are back to hyperinflation. You told us that you were not going to raise. Look at how cruel they are, the pensioners. What do they get from NASA? They stripped NASA. Now NASA is giving people $80. How does a pensioner who worked for this country for years until they were old suddenly have their money devalued and they can't afford anything? They have to go back to work in order to survive. What do the pensioners do? The savings of people, our funeral policies, our other policies that we had taken out to be able to cater for ourselves in the later days, they are useless again. This is what we are complaining about. And he cannot argue against these empirical statistics.
Regatti.
Every month, every week, they do policy changes. every week they are stealing. They keep talking about sanctions. The same shop where they buy a Mercedes. Mr. Mutodi right now has got the latest car. That car comes from Japan or comes from Germany. Those shops can still sell medicine.
Yes.
What sanctions are those that you get a car
Mr.
and you can't get medicine?
Thank you so much, Mr. Nafume. Please just stay on the line. Honorable Mutodi, you can respond.
Yes, my response is very clear. The man is not very much knowledgeable in terms of how the economics works. Our issues are very scientific. Our issues are highly technical. What we are saying is that we are moving from a multiple current system, and we are going towards a mono current system, and there are about to be shocks. Price shocks are inherent when we are migrating from a multiple current system to a mono currency. There is no country on the earth that has developed, that has been successful without its own currency. Now, the strategy or the policy is such that we start from a very, very low position, whereby as we move from a 1-to-1 exchange rate, we then create a 1:2.5 as we started, and this exchange rate has been moving. Of course, up to now, it's now 1:15. We are trying to peg our currency at a parity level with the South African rand. When we do that, prices are bound to rise as they follow the exchange rate. But now there's a time when they reach an equilibrium situation where you cannot continue to increase prices while people can afford. There is an elasticity issue that is associated with the demand and supply and the ability of people to buy goods that are priced and that whose prices continue to go up. So whilst we are doing that, whilst we are implementing these current reforms, we expect that employers, companies, government alike are going also to be increasing the salaries of their employees in line with their revenues, of course, and also in line with the recovery that their companies are experiencing from now going forward. So you find that this is not a one-day job. It's going to take us time for us to match the consumer price index with the salaries that the workers are getting, and we are getting there. Like what I've said is that the government is continuing to review salaries of civil servants to make sure that they are cushioned against the effects of inflation and this exchange rate-driven price shocks. So this is happening in a very, very earnest manner. And what we are simply saying is that as Zimbabweans, we need to be united. The issue of sanctions, of course, they are saying there is corruption, there is this and that, but why putting sanctions? Why going out to ask for sanctions? Because these sanctions are making it impossible for the country to borrow from multilateral institutions, from bilateral institutions. Everywhere we are locked, our lines of credit are now very expensive. There is a high risk premium on the country, and this is incapacitating our companies, our industry from developing. So we are saying, please, MBC, let's speak with one voice. Zimbabwe is our country together. Our people are suffering. You and me are going to the same shop, so we cannot continue to support the white state as they impose sanctions, illegal sanctions on our country. That is very wrong. But at the same time, we have seen how the president has acted on corruption, how he has acted on the malfunctioning of parastatals, how he is improving, reinvigorating government to ensure that we achieve the best government that we all yearn to have and for our economy to go forward in a very, very admirable way. So This is the process that we are taking, and we are going to be successful. I can assure Zimbabwe that we are on the right track.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mutodi. Mr. Japhet Moyo, what's your response to that? Mr. Moyo? I think we have a problem with that line there. Let's just go to Mr. Mafume. Mr. Mafume, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, Mr. Mafume, you heard it clearly there from Mr. Mutodi. He says everything is in track and we shouldn't be saying or doing what the people in the opposition are saying or doing. We should look forward to a brighter future because things are right on track. What's your comment?
is lying. There is nothing that is on track. They have failed dramatically. He is talking about the interbank rate. The rate on the parallel market is already at $20, whatever their currency is called. They can't even have a name for the currency that he's talking about, which is calling the monocurrency. Up to now, there are no coins. People are buying cash. They are calling a currency which is an EcoCash platform or an RTGS. Nothing is moving. What they are calling money that they need to borrow, the domestic debt, they keep borrowing right now. Command Agriculture, a lot of that money was stolen. Over $3 billion were stolen, and it was revealed in Parliament. Not a single conviction. NASA was stripped. Not a single conviction. Dairy Board, CSC, everything that is supposed to work is not working. NRZ. Now ZESA is going to collapse. It looks like a stage where ZESA is simply going to fail to provide the electricity. And that day is coming soon. The prices of electricity just keeps on rising. We are in a hyperinflation. In fact, the statistics say that our inflation is the second highest after Venezuela. Now, how does a person call that a managed process? It's not managed. And which exports, when there is no ZESA for people to work, there is no ZESA for people to produce anything, there is no ZESA for the increased economic activity that one requires. All we can see is that they themselves have got brand new cars, they've got a lot of things, but everybody else has got nothing. So there is no economic fundamental that they are pursuing. Their economic policy has failed dramatically. Their austerity measures have not produced anything. There is no food, and they did a command agriculture which produced a shortfall. There is no food. We are now having to import from Tanzania at exorbitant prices. We are now being fed by Zambia. We are now being fed by all the countries in the region, and we feed no one. We cannot even feed Tukutada, Kufida, Lanawe, Zimbabwe, Kutivajge.
So,
in the example, Yukutada, Nikufaila, Kwaita, Lanamu, Todiala. Apana chino zikangwa, inongorindombolo ya waingo imba, wango pinda
ino mungu,
apana kana chabuda.
Vama fume, aiwa, atisiku tarisa, tingati ku ataka munu pa unu wake. Pa munhu pa uzima tiri kutarisa nyaya iri mudariro rambai muri parunare tipe Japhet Moyo Mukana. Mr. Moyo, you can respond to what Honorable Minister Mtodi said earlier and also what Mr. Mafume just said.
To some of us, Washandi, I think Rumende, the minister, deputy minister, whatever his title is, seems to be very detached from what is happening on the ground. Because if you look at how much people are earning, we'll start with the pensioners, 8 RTGS. That is equivalent to around $4 American. But this person used to earn about $8 before. So that money is not enough. If you look at what the civil servants are crying for, they are incapacitated to report for duty. This is the reality on the ground, but it appears like our officials or authorities seem to be detached from what the ordinary Zimbabweans are going through now. These issues is making reference to that we are in a transition. We have heard about this for some time now. We have been told that the prices will go down in the coming 2 months, and it has taken almost probably a year when we are told that prices will go down in the coming month, But the reality on the ground is that ordinary people, these are not probably ZCTU members, ordinary people who might not be opposition members. ZANU-PF ordinary people members are screaming on the ground that life is very difficult for them.
Mm-hmm.
But these ministers, probably because they fly, they get allowances, they've got businesses, they've got the liberty to steal, probably they are not feeling the pinch or feeling what the ordinary Zimbabweans currently are going through.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Please just stay on the line. Tumbotura mtere, tinam koma fungai, farunare magadim koma fungai.
Ndilipoka na magazimba.
Takasimba, muri kufona muri kupi?
Ndilipoka ndili ku Highfield.
Ku Highfield mu Hararo.
Yes.
Nyairi mudariro mainzwa tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Ya, dambu zikore ripo ndiruda kutaura ndakatarisana na Wamtuda. Dambu zikore ripo ndiri kuti mugabe chaya akasvika pakufa. Tisataziva kuti munhu akaenda ne 15 billion ya. Mari iyoyo yachitora kuti tiende kumberi. Mari iyoyo dai tiri kuzwa kuti ndiana anayo. Ndo mugabe akafa nehumbowo. Idambu zikoratina ari munyika munomu. Kuti iye zvinezvi, masara zvijaiwo yevashandi. Haasi kutombokwira. Zvinotarisirwa kuti anga achiita. One. Pakagadzirwa DNU muna 2009 mushandi wehurumende achandira 100 US kuhora iti dziri kushanda here pfungwa dzehurumende kuti shuwa munhu aimbotambira 100 US iye zvinhu zvaari kutambira $30 asi zvinhu zvatinotarisira isisu kuti ikonomi yenyika inofanira kunge ichisumuka kuti tinge tichipa vanhu mari dzavanotarisira kuti vange vachirarama iye zvino izvi munyika dzamujamo nyika iri kurasikirwa nemari inosvika kuma 200 million per week nekuti magetsi kunenge kusina US not born zvinhu zvetiri kutarisira kuti hurumende inofanira kunge ichigadzirisa zvinhu izvozvo nenguva haikona kuti tirambe tichingotaura zvatiri kutaura ingano dzekurona kuta dzatiri kuita enezvo vakaburitsa mari nyowani yacho hatina kwatiri kuenda zvakaitika muna 2003 kuti vakaburitsa matravelers check matravelers check acho wakabva kwakazobuda mari ngani after matravelers check ine zvakaburitsa imwe mari yacho kuchabuda dzimwe mari ngani ikonomi hapana chainenge ichiita magesi hakuna zvese hapana enezvi kukadatasati mafamasi yacho gorina hakwanisi kurima unofunga kuti munhu anotenga sagirepeteze $600
saba ipapo
mbeu yacho iri kuita mari iri kuita $300 something tikutarisira kuti gore rinouya i zvatiri kuda kubata mangwanano chero munhu anofanira kunge achidyasadza anodyasadza sei saka hurumende kwairi kutaura kuti iri kuda kuendako hapana kwairi kuenda kana isisi tiri kutadza kutozofiga muri dzedu mudzimba hapana kwatiri kuenda tiri kutamba nenguva ende ngatisanyepere vana vezimbabwe kana isisi tichinge tichitadza kuita zvinhu zviri maringe nenyika yedu kuti shuwa shuwa vanhu tiri kutadza here kuti tiite zvinhu zvinoonekwa munyika munomu
tikatarisa
kuti diamond rino maini wako
hapana
chatiri kuwana
bhodhi
racho jarijaro riri kumainwa munomu hapana chatiri
kuwananyika
ine maminerals anosvika kuma 65
mukoma regai tipe vamwe mukana tine vamwe vari parunhare nevadare vatiinawo nguva dzaakumhanya that's mukoma fungai calling from Highfield he says as long as the government does not improve the livelihoods of people are not going anywhere. There's no progress in the country. He says the problem is the former president, Mr. Robert Mugabe, eventually passed on without knowledge of where the missing $15 billion went. Those are proceeds from those are allegedly proceeds from diamond sales. Regai tipe mukanaona kuna honorable Mutodi kuti vange vachipindura. Vamutodi.
Yes, I will first respond to Advocate Mafume on the issue of the illicit dealings in the financial market. You have seen that people were selling cash. You were talking about the issue of, I'm sure you're talking about black markets and so on. We are correcting all that situation. New currency is coming to cover the debt. You have seen that our broad money ratio to real money, the paper money, we have been operating at very low level, and we are going to be increasing that to something like around 10%. That's the ratio between the broad money that is in the economy and the real money that you can touch, that you can carry in your purses. Now, the issue of commander agriculture, that has since been addressed by the new administration. Commander agriculture is not being funded from the fiscal. It's now being funded by banks. Of course, government is there to guarantee the debt that the banks are going to be extending to farmers to ensure that there is a smooth or a credible witness of farmers in their hands.
Then we on to the issue that is being raised by the recent caller, the issue of electricity. And so some of these issues are being addressed, and they are being caused by the drought. You have seen that the drought was not anticipated. We didn't anticipate we were going to have a drought, and that caused the low levels of flowing water in the Zambezi. And that's a temporary problem that is going to be addressed. As soon as we have no more rains this year, that problem is gone. You also talk about issues to do with the problems that are actually happening in urban areas. Some of those things, they need municipalities, which are being led by the opposition, of course, to take up their responsibilities and stop blaming government on everything and do their part to ensure that our cities attain a world-class status. So we are working as a government. We cannot achieve all what we want to achieve over a short period of time. We've been given 5 years by the electorate to implement our policies, to implement our vision. And, of course, we know that by the end of the 5 years, everyone will now be realizing where we are coming from and where we are going. And, of course, we will get another 5-year term because people have confidence in the government of the people, of the black people of Zimbabwe. What we are simply saying to the opposition is that we need to be together. Let's be one people. As we depend on the same resources, on the same vision that we are trying to create, we are trying to create a Zimbabwe that everyone can like. We want to create jobs in this country. We want to make sure our industries work and so on. But there are always conflicting reports. People getting this from the opposition, getting this from the ruling party, and that is confusing the situation in the international market, in the international community. But that people are then view us as people who are not organized, as people who are not united. Mm. But I can assure you that Zimbabwe is in proper hands, is in good hands. We are going where we are supposed to go. Everyone will see where we are going in the nearest future.
Okay, Mr. Mtodi, before we ask the other guests, I have just a quick question. We have heard from the Speaker of the House of Assembly, Jacob Mdenda, yesterday in Victoria Falls, saying that the country is under the grip of 10 people he described as cartels. What are these cartels, and why are they not being arrested?
Yes, these cartels are being investigated. There has been, like I've said, during the multiple currency system, the Reserve Bank used to allocate foreign currency resources to fuel importing companies, to various companies that import critical needs for the country, like fuel, of course. So these cartels, they developed over time, and they are now in control of much of the bank deposits, the money that is in the bank. They also control a huge amount of foreign currency in their banks. So this is a problem, because when you have a cartel, when you have a monopoly, it means that company has got too much power, and there are barriers to entry for other companies to come in, because that company can buy foreign currency at any rate. They can pay whatever cost they want to pay and be suffocating other companies that want to compete. So it has to do with the Competition and Tariff Commission. They have to do doing their work, of course, to ensure that we eliminate these oligopolies and the monopolies that are affecting our market. And you find that the president himself is seized with this matter. As he has raised it during his address of the Youth League, recently he raised it that the cartels are going to be removed from our economy, and also the Reserve Bank Governor, the Minister of Finance, they are also talking about that. So it's something that we cannot avoid, because we are coming from a period of economic mismanagement. We are coming from a period where none of us in the current government was able to then control.
Thank you so much, Honorable Mtodi. Maybe we can go to Mr. Mafume. Vamafume imise bato re MDC tinozva kuti muri bato rinopikisa asi kuwe bato rinopikisa akureva kuti amunawo zvamunenge muchicontributor munyika kana muiconomy. Being an opposition doesn't mean that you are not contributing or you are not going to contribute to the progress of the country. What are you doing as MDC kuti zvinhu zvireruke munyika?
Tiri kutsoropodza vanoba mukatarisa. What you have seen is a tender people like our opposition parliamentarians,
they've been exposing the rot. They've been exposing these cartels that have been receiving money from government. Our role is to expose where money is being stolen, to point out so that people are aware that money is being stolen. And we've been doing that. Our role is also to assist in offering alternative policy. Right now, we introduced the smart agriculture policy. We saw the government announcing that they are going to be copying the MDC manifesto in terms of getting rid of command agriculture so that they can move to where we were last year, to the position of smart agriculture. So we provide alternative policies in that regard, and we have got the thinking power. As you know, these guys can no longer think. Most of their ministers are old people who their leadership is in hospital, one after the other. At one time, each and one of the cabinet ministers that they have is sick of something and the other. Thinking has become very difficult. So we've given them ideas to think, and they copy the ideas that come from President Nelson Chamisa and the opposition, and we are contributing to that regard. The cities in Zimbabwe would have collapsed if there were no MDC councillors. As you know, everything that ZANU-PF has controlled 100% has collapsed. ZESA, NRZ, Zimbabwe, CSC, and so forth. I can go on the whole evening talking about the things that ZANU-PF has collapsed, the universities and so forth. The cities have survived because they are MDC councillors. And the MDC councillors for the past 20 years have kept the cities from total collapse. Even after ZANU-PF invaded land, gave land for free, forgave debts, fired our councillors, we have kept our cities alive as this way. So we know we are contributing our part. What we are shocked and alarmed by is that Mr. Yaneji Mutodi here can insist that they are doing the right thing, can insist not to know about the cartels that are being exposed every day, and they are taking the money from the state and they've captured the state. Unless he's one is part of them, I will be surprised if he says he doesn't know. If he doesn't know, you can ask Chris Muchangwa. Chris Muchangwa, who is a Politburo member, has gone to town talking about these cartels that have captured our financial system and have caused Zimbabweans to suffer. The workers are well within their rights. Every earning that we know has been already, everyone is now suffering. The rural areas are worse, as it were. So we think that as the opposition, we are playing our part, but ZANU-PF is insisting on destroying the country, and they need to be stopped before we all perish.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mafume. Mr. Japhet Moyo, are you there?
Yes, please.
Yes, Mr. Moyo, you know, the attitude that the government seems to have against the ZCTU is one in which they are lumping you together with the opposition. But when you talk of ZCTU and the current problems that are affecting the country, would you say it's like workers are only MDC? Can you clarify that?
The impression given by Honorable Minister is that ZCTU is part of the opposition, which is not true, because we are a Congress of Unions, but there are workers there. Those workers belong to different political parties. So that's how the workers' body is structured. The government, what it has done over the years is just to blame or apportion blame to everyone except itself. They don't want people who critique it. They don't want people who point shortfalls to it. They don't want those who want to even to assist. For instance, we have availed ourselves to the tripartite negotiating forum, and they are not coming to get views on how then we can be able to take the country out of this malaise. So I think it's a strategy so that our views are not taken aboard just to say, Vanamoya, I have listened to you, is the opposition, so that they shut us out. But we are not going to keep quiet because what we are doing is within our rights. The constitution of the country allows us to protest, just like what they did themselves. They did protest against the so-called sanctions. So we should be allowed to protest when we believe that the salaries are not adequate. We should be allowed to march into the streets. We are supposed to be allowed also not to report for duty. It is within our right. So by just labeling us, it's a way of setting us up so that its machinery can then deal with us.
Thank you so much, Mr. Moyo. Honorable Mutwadi, your last word.
Yes, my last word to firstly to Advocate Mafume is that please, we need to work together. Zimbabweans, your party need to actually join His Excellency the President, who has initiated the polar negotiations, that you can profile your views, you can add to the innovation that is coming up from other political leaders to ensure that our country moves forward. The problems that we are having right now are quite very temporary. We are in a transitional period where we are moving from a period of a multiple current system to a monocurrent system, and of course we are bound to experience shocks, we are bound to experience these problems whereby there is a mismatch between personal incomes and expenditure, costs. Like our consumer price index is very unstable at the moment, but we will achieve a very stable, will be very stable in the near future. And also my way to the labor movement is that look at China. China has been on record reducing its labor costs, and it became an attraction to foreign investment because of the low labor charges. And it is actually producing everything that is consumed throughout the whole world, even in the United States, in Zimbabwe, or in Africa, everywhere. China has been producing goods for the world because of the cheap labor. And if Zimbabwe is to achieve economic success, we have to ensure that labor activism is put under check, and our people can accept moderate wages that can actually drive the economy forward.
Thank you, Honorable.
Through a better competitive.
Thank you so much.
Thank you
again,
so much.
Mr. Mafume, his last word.
Before I ask Mr. Mafume, Mr. Mutwadi,
we can only share a vision. When Mutwadi stops threatening doctors, I mean, what kind of minister threatens doctors who have spent a lot of years trying to exercise their rights and also learning, and he just speaks as if he's coming from a deal to say that they will not complain when doctors are now earning less than $10? We will not gain a vision whereby we, our members, are being beaten. Right now, over 18 of our MPs are in court. The laws have not changed. They allow themselves to have people's demonstrations. Our demonstrations are banned. We have one TV station. We have one radio station with different names. Who will not share a vision? That is a nightmare. They are eating Warukudyarifa Renyika, whereas Murwete Warukutambura. How can that be a vision when others suffer and they enjoy? They must first correct themselves.
Thank you.
First retain the economy. Then we will share a vision.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mafume. And last word from Mr. Moyo. Are you still there?
Yeah, can city workers should provide cheap or moderate or demand less wages. We expect that also from government. My minister, Zio Vambudi, Dr. Kumwana, Achifamba Nitsoka Kufanika Vashandi. Zungu Vaziri Kuti, Woti Vashandi Musa Kumbire Mari, Ie Achi Importa Motokara Inodura.
Mm-hmm.
Saka ngatingoshare
zvakafanana.
Ah, thank you so much, Mr. Moyo. Unfortunately, we have run out of time. That was Mr. Japhet Moyo, Secretary General of the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions. You also heard from the Deputy Minister of Information, Honorable Energy Mutodi, and of course, Mr. Jacob Mafume of the MDC. My name is Chris Gande. Good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri, hoping you stay well until we meet again here on Studio 7 Live Talks.